all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Spontaneous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms and reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Reporters Without Borders helps in the development of independent media in Tunisia. In education news, a 76-year-old United Arab Emirates woman fulfills her dream of attending school. In humanitarian news, a young American woman dedicates her life to helping Ugandan children. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 17th, is the birthday of acclaimed architect Mr. Ram Koolhaas, born in 1944 in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. He is known for his highly original modern asymmetrical structures. In 1975, he co-founded the Office of Metropolitan Architecture in Rotterdam. Among the firm's most distinctive buildings are the Seattle Public Library in Washington State, USA, and the China Central Television, or CCTV, headquarters in Beijing, China. His numerous international accolades include the 2000 Pritzker Architecture Prize and the 2010 Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement at the Venice Biennale in Italy. Our many thanks, Mr. Ram Koolhaas, for brightening the world with your unique vision. May you have a very happy birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. As Thailand continues to battle her worst floods in 50 years, the death toll stood at 562 as of Tuesday, November 15th, with an estimated 2 million people affected. Although waters had begun to recede in some places, evacuations were still being conducted in parts of Bangkok, where concerns over tainted water, disease, and sanitation have been on the rise. As floodwaters in areas such as Pathum Thani province have reached as high as 2 meters, the Thai military has been working to establish sandbag barriers and to help treat flood victims who have fallen ill.
Upon hearing of the flood disasters as they struck in August, Supreme Master Ching Hai had offered $15,000 for emergency needs, an amount that could acquire $82,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on Thailand's cost of living. Expressing all her love and prayers, she requested that our local association members please go and help the most vulnerable.
As part of their ongoing relief efforts, our Thai Association members from Bangkok traveled to Pathum Thani province at the end of October, with the Royal Army providing truck transportation due to the high flood waters. Once there, our association members distributed 1,000 packages of rice and vegan food, as well as 9,600 bottles of clean drinking water for 1,600 families. They also gave out informative SOS flyers on the vegan solution to climate change, much to the appreciation of the locals.
ตอบแทนนะครับโดยเฉพาะจากอาจารย์ชิงไห่นะครับท่านได้มาดูแลน้ำดื่มแล้วก็ข้าวปลาอาหารที่ตอนนี้เป็นความจำเป็นนะครับตอนแรกก็คิดว่าจะไม่มีใครเข้ามาแล้วพออยู่ที่สุดในธัญบุรีนะครับแต่ก็ทางมูลนิธินะครับเอารถกระหารเข้ามาจนกระทั่งเข้าไม่ถึงนะครับต้องใช้เดิน
Our appreciation, Thai officials and Royal Army, for your caring assistance, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed support and our association's relief team for their selfless endeavors. We pray that the Thai people may swiftly recover their stable day-to-day lives as humanity's more eco-conscious care helps renew the balance of our earth.
Earthquakes hit Chile, Argentina, and Indonesia as volcano erupts in Italy. Early on Tuesday, November 15th, a quake measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale rattled central Chile as it struck offshore, 43 kilometers northwest of Valparaiso. In neighboring Argentina, a 5.1 magnitude temblor then rocked Salta province, centered 119 kilometers east of San Salvador de Jujuy.
That afternoon in Indonesia, a quake of magnitude 5.8 occurred 148 kilometers southwest of Gorontalo in the northern part of Sulawesi, with the nation's eastern province of Papua being jolted by a shallow 5.8 magnitude quake the next morning as it hit 86 kilometers north of Tanambera. Meanwhile, in Italy, Mount Etna erupted for the 18th time this year on Tuesday, spewing lava and ash that prompted the Catania Fornatanrosa Airport to implement temporary airspace restrictions. Fortunately, there were no initial reports of damage or injuries for any of these events.
While we are relieved to hear of the maintained security of those in the quake and volcano-affected regions, we pray that such potential disasters may lessen through our caring lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. trong núi ngôn ngàn sâu rừng nung cháy và non mòn suối cạn chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu.
Biển cả sông dài,
hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hứng lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài.
Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn,
hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới
để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Này kim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng tổn thức cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài, lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lớt lai. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ như côn trùng quằn thắt giữa hàng đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên.
Anh ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 433. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Remarkable young author published in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. With his novel being released on November 17, Nguyen Binh's first book is coming out a month before he celebrates his 10th birthday.
An editor for the new volume, titled The Battle Against Phantom Planet, was amazed that a 9-year-old child could have written such a story, which is planned as the first in an 8-part series.
With world civilizations being his favorite topic, Young Ben's tale follows characters as they journey around the world, from the USA to Italy and Greece, encountering people from the planet Phantom.
The young author, who turns 10 in mid-December, learned to read and write at 18 months and was contributing to articles in the online reference guide Wikipedia at age 6. He said that his first novel, which he began in 2010, was written quietly as a surprise for his family.
Bravo, Nguyen Ben, on your creative accomplishment. Blessed be such blossoming talent in inspiring many others to similarly follow their dreams, bringing benefit to all in our world.
French humanitarians freed.
On Monday, November 14th, Foreign Minister Alain Juppé of France greeted three humanitarian aid workers as they arrived just hours after being released following their disappearance nearly 6 months earlier in Yemen.
Negotiations had been reportedly conducted by both the Omani government and Yemeni tribal leaders to free the two women and one man, all of whom for Triangle Generation Humanitaire, an organization that seeks to improve water supplies and farming infrastructure in Yemen.
The three were reported to be in good physical health, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy expressed his deep gratitude for the assistance of Omani Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said, his nation's government, and others in securing their release.
We too join in thanks for the help of all involved in gaining the peaceful freedom of the three French humanitarians, wishing them many joyous reunions in the loving company of family and friends.
Save Our Planet. Climate Vulnerable Forum held in Bangladesh. Officials from 24 nations throughout the Asia-Pacific, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean, many of which are at the highest risk for climate change effects, convened for a third annual summit that concluded on Monday, November 14th. With the inaugural meeting launched in 2009 by the island nation Maldives, participation has expanded and now includes many other small island states and countries with low-lying coastlines, as well as drought-stricken East African nations. Addressing the conference, hosting country Bangladesh's Environment Secretary, Mesbah Ul Alam, stated, "Climate change is real and it is affecting us now. We live with floods, with climate refugees, with rising salinity in our coastal areas, and with the impact of rising sea levels."
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who was also a keynote speaker, spoke with concern as he emphasized the responsibility of the global community in addressing the costs of climate change effects. The meeting concluded with the creation of the Dhaka Declaration, which calls for a $100 billion U.S. dollar fund to be created to help with the climate change challenges faced by vulnerable countries, as well as calling for industrialized nations to reduce emissions 85% by 2050 and to limit global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius.
We thank your excellencies and all those participating for your concerned efforts to remind of the real impact and urgency of climate change. May we act quickly together to protect the earth we share for the safety of all beings in your countries and throughout the world.
Warning news. A November 2011 study by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Center in Maryland, USA, reveals that standards for the testing of imported seafood place human health at risk as they are insufficient both in terms of quantity and range of substances tested.
It's Croaky the Frog here, and I love my delicious plant-based diet. Now for a resource-saving tip. At some restaurants, you are served extras of bread or other side dishes that are included with your veg meal. If you prefer not to eat them, let your server know as to save on energy and resources. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In media news, Reporters Without Borders helps in the development of independent media in Tunisia. The non-profit has established an office in the capital city of Tunis. The organization will work with local news freedom groups in areas such as reformations of laws governing media, regulations concerning radio and television, and upholding the principle of respect for diversity of speech. An awareness campaign to share information with the public on the importance of free media has also been inaugurated. Our salute, Reporters Without Borders, for your laudable assistance. May the peace-loving citizens of Tunisia have easy access to essential information provided by dedicated journalists in a harmonious world.
In community news, a United Arab Emirates woman fulfills her dream. Ms. Hanoun Khaif Mohammed, a 76-year young grandmother and mother of 13 children from Khor Fakhan, attends school for the first time. Ms. Mohammed said she always wanted to study, but there were no schools in her area at the time, reports Emirates 24/7 News. Now she is the oldest Emirati citizen taking classes, which she does at the local adult education center. She said, "What encouraged me is that I want to read the Quran and that all my daughters-in-law are studying at this center." A warm congratulations, Ms. Hanoun Khaif Mohammed, on your wonderful achievement. May you soon be reading the profound wisdom of the Holy Book with Allah's immense blessings. Coming up, a 22-year-old American woman helps provide education for 2,500 Ugandan youngsters. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More engaging news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a vitalizing world. In humanitarian news, a 22-year-old American woman dedicates her life to helping Ugandan children. Ms. Katie Davis founded the non-profit Amazima, which facilitates schooling and provides food for approximately 2,500 disadvantaged Ugandan youngsters. She is also the legal guardian of 13 girls, with whom she shares her home in Jinja Village. Ms. Davis has written about her experiences in a book titled Kisses from Katie, which is the same name as her blog. Relying on her deep faith, Ms. Davis said, "When you go where God wants you to go, He will enable you to do what He wants you to do." Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Katie Davis, for your selfless devotion to beautiful children of Uganda. With heaven's grace, may all youngsters be given an abundance of love and encouragement.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled The Captain.
Tre killar satt och pratade med fotbollsspelare som även är lagkapten för sitt lag. Den ena killen sa: "Åh, Martin är kapten av sitt lag." Då svarade den andra killen: "Det stämmer, det är han." Och då sa den tredje killen: "Men jag trodde att Martin är fotbollsspelare. När gick han med i militären för att uppnå graden som kapten?"
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Real Love, a musical premiered at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Southern California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. This fantastic gala presented Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite verses set to amazing music by Oscar 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
The musical The Real Love touches me to tears. Not only the pre-master Ching Hai's life story, but also the stars and the whole cast are so enthusiastic, especially the scene singing "I Believe Only in Love." There, I cannot help shedding tears. Knowing that it happened in Munich, our city, makes me feel so connected to the real love. Thank you forever. Sophie from Germany.
I love it. This is for real, Gustavo from Brazil.
sweet Sophie and Gustavo, we are very happy to hear that you enjoyed this remarkable musical based on Supreme Master Qinghai's extraordinary life. May you and all the sunny-spirited people of Germany and Brazil be abundantly blessed with spiritual wisdom and inner bliss.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with heavenly glory and wonder.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
National Assembly Chairman Nguyễn Sinh Hùng welcomes Senate President Daryl Steinberg of California, USA, to AULAC or Vietnam, where the two leaders discuss ways to expand trade and investments and enhance the cooperation of their countries in other areas as well.
The government of Chile donates $25,000 to the Thai Red Cross Society, while the United States provides additional emergency relief aid, including boats, pumps, generators, water purification units, and life vests, to assist the flood-affected people of Thailand.
Following 2 days of talks between India and Pakistan's Commerce Secretaries Rahul Kular and Safar Mahmood, respectively, the two agreed to create a timeline to remove tariffs and other barriers toward a goal of completely normalizing bilateral trade.
South Korea's Unification Ministry issues approval for a group of South Korean historians to travel to North Korea and resume work with their colleagues there on an archaeological project seeking to reveal an ancient royal palace site.
United Arab Emirates-based Gulf News announces its sponsorship of a program to assist 10 selected readers in quitting smoking by providing medical help and counseling, with the newspaper charting their progress as they step towards smoke-free living.
Citing recent incidents where on-duty horses perished as they were drawing carriages in New York City, USA, celebrity actresses and vegan animal advocates Pamela Anderson and Leah Michelle ask their fans to sign a petition appealing to the city government to protect the animals and ban their use.
In a Vatican meeting regarding stem cell research, Pope Benedict XVI reaffirms his support for the potential benefits of adult stem cell research while speaking out against such work with embryonic cells, saying that it is never right to destroy one human life to save another.
In Zambia, seeing that a mother elephant refused to abandon her baby when they became stranded in the mud, South Luangwa Conservation Society and Zambian Wildlife Authority members team up and, after hours of careful efforts, are able to safely rescue both.
Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.